Bitcoin fell today to the lowest level in more than 5 months. The world's largest cryptocurrency dropped below $40,000. It hit a high of almost $69,000 back in November. Other cryptos fell too. Virtual coins have become a symbol of the retreat and speculative investments sparked by the prospect of tighter monetary policy. Now, China is quietly urging banks to increase lending after a slow start to the year. Bloomberg's learned that the PBOC has given so-called window guidance to large state-owned lenders and regional banks. It is urging them to extend more credit to companies and households. Bank lending in the first 2 weeks of the year was lower than a year ago. Hong Kong's status as a magnet for international financiers is falling apart. Headhunters trying to fill jobs say they can only recruit bankers and traders who already live there. There is a growing outflow of expats who are frustrated with the city's strict COVID zero policies. The American Chamber of Commerce says 44% of those who respond to a survey said they are likely to leave Hong Kong. Bloomberg has learned that Intel plans to build what it expects to be the world's biggest silicon manufacturing site. The company will spend $20 billion on the chip-making hub near Columbus, Ohio. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger tells Time magazine the company will use the new facility to research, develop and manufacture its most advanced chips. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg QuickTake, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Leanne Gerrans. This is Bloomberg.